This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 18, Number 5, August 2017. The title of this article is Learner Behavior in a MOOC Practice-Oriented Course. In Empirical Study Integrating TAM and TPB, the authors of this article are Shi Sun Yang of the National Yunlin University of Science and Technology, Taiwan, and Chung Ho Su of Shu Tei University, Taiwan. Abstract. Few practice-oriented courses are currently integrated into online learning platforms, such as OpenCourseWare, Khan Academy, and massive open online courses. It is worthwhile to explore how learners respond to information technology and new teaching methods when practice-oriented courses are placed online. Therefore, this study probes learner willingness to participate in a practice-oriented course distributed through a MOOC platform, investigating relationships among perceptions, behavioral intentions, and actual behavior. The current research framework integrates the technology acceptance model and the theory of planned behavior as its core theoretical basis. Empirical data were collected through a cross-section survey. All participants were students of 2D animation production, with a total of 272 respondents. The questionnaire data used partial least squares structural equation modeling analysis. Results show, attitude exerted the greatest influence on learners' behavioral intention. Learners' perceived behavior control, subjective norm, and attitude, which directly and positively influence their behavioral intention. Behavioral intention exhibited dual mediation effects. Behavioral intention positively influenced actual behavior in the CTAM-TPB model, with a high level of overall model fit. Keywords: MOOCs, practice-oriented course, technology acceptance model, theory of planned behavior, CTAM-TPB, 2D animation. Introduction. As of December 2016, Coursera, a well-known MOOCs platform, had more than 1,700 running courses. Of those, over 700 new courses were added in 2016 alone. The annual growth rate of Coursera is substantially greater than OpenCourseWare. From MIT, however, the proportion of the practice-oriented courses opened on all the leading MOOCs has never exceeded 5%. This low proportion indicates the difficulty to teach, learn, and operate practice-oriented courses within the MOOCs context. As MOOCs diffuse through education and society, the following issues may need to be addressed. Is peer assessment fair? Should there be course design standards and/or standardization? How to implement checks when learners are trusted to complete assignments themselves? What video production methods are maximal? Is a low rate of course completion important? These issues, as they relate to MOOCs, have been fully discussed and studied by numerous researchers. Clearly, we are still early in the research that truly understands learner perception and attitude within the MOOC environment. Shi, Feng, and Tsai pointed out that e-learning was a trending subject in studies of learner perception and attitude. The specific situation for practice-oriented course material, delivered through a MOOC, is even less understood and requires investigation into learner adaptability and behavior participating in a MOOC that includes a practice-oriented focus. TAM and TPB, the theory of planned behavior and the technology adoption model, are the two most important theories used in studies of individual behavior when using information technology products. Many empirical studies have found support for these two theories. Both of these theories have been found to apply to an individual's behavior within the context of information technology use. Delivery of MOOCs entails information technology and information systems that TAM and TPB are well suited to describe. A single theory or model may not sufficiently describe complex research topics. The current study combines TAM and TPB to overcome the limitations of a single theory and generate synergies from combinations of these theories, thereby improving explanatory power and model fit. According to Armitage and Connor, few reliable inferences can be drawn from measurements of behavioral intention to actual behavior, even though most studies limit their data collection to behavioral intention. Learners may express behavioral intention to learn online, but their actual behavior may not occur. In addition, Hong, Liang, and Chang examined 58 well-known aspects of TAM-related literature and pointed out that the effect size between behavioral intention and actual behavior was not robust. Thus, the first focus of this study is to enhance the explanatory power between these two variables, that is, behavioral intention and actual behavior within a MOOC practice-oriented course setting. The second focus of this paper is to describe the factors that influence MOOC learners' application of information technology to new modes of learning. The current study includes empirical results of a practice-oriented course on MOOCs, and results provide reference for MOOC platforms' efforts to include practice-oriented courses. Research questions. Currently, very few studies have delved into the behavior and mental mechanisms of learners who were willing to take online practice-oriented courses. Therefore, this study intends to identify the factors that influence learners through an online practice-oriented course teaching 2D animation production. The aims of this study include exploring learners' behavioral intentions compared to actual behaviors while using a MOOC to learn a practice-oriented 2D design course while also collecting data on direct and indirect influential factors, and an investigation, through CTAM-TPB, of the MOOC learner's willingness to enroll in the practice-oriented 2D design course, and thereby explain and predict willingness to continue studies when a practice-oriented design course is delivered via MOOC. Conceptual background and research hypotheses. Many previous studies have probed the factors influencing e-learning intention. Those results often draw on various theories and research models, including the theory of reasoned action, the theory of planned behavior, and the technology acceptance model, all of which could predict information technology acceptance behavior. One of the most used and influential models is TPB, which explores human behavior while integrating volitional and non-volitional viewpoints and explaining behavioral intention through individuals, organizations, and society. This theory, however, lacks a clear description of acceptance of new information technologies and systems. Hence, the current study uses two types of internal focus of control, as suggested by TAM, perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness. These two variables do not change with environment or across situations, making them important predisposing factors that influence attitude. As described in TPB, CTAM-TPB can explain behavioral intention from volitional and non-volitional perspectives while observing measures of perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness. The following discussion of existing literature is organized as follows. Section 1 covers MOOCs, while Section 2 focuses on TAM, and then Section 3 explores TPB MOOCs. Open online courses are widely available to the general public through the internet. Common characteristics of MOOCs include videos delivering core instructional content. Such content can be viewed once or repeatedly, at any time and from any place, at low, normal, or high speed of playback. In most such courses, student scores are earned through assignments, online discussions, and evaluation instruments like tests and quizzes. High enrollment rates often accompany the opening of the typical MOOC course, but this tends to be followed by a low course completion rate. With no barriers to enrollment, many learners register just with the goal of obtaining some amount of course content, without considering actually completing the course requirements. Unlike students within a traditional school setting, online learners are more easily distracted while participating in an online course, making it difficult for teachers to monitor, supervise, and encourage learners. Teachers also face the downside of large amounts of assignments to review for little to no extra remuneration. One common approach to overcome these issues is the mechanism of peer assessment. Peer assessment is nothing new, but executing it within cyberspaces and requires technological tools. In fact, from course preparation, marketing messaging, and enrollment to delivery, feedback interaction, and assessment, technology plays a central role in making the MOOC possible. If the technology, or the comfort level of using it, is not smooth, success will be impossible. Thus, models of technology acceptance can be helpful in understanding the situation. TAM Davis derived the technology acceptance model from the theory of reasoned action, as proposed by Fishbein and Adjson, and the theory of planned behavior. This model suggests that behavioral intention positively influences performance. This approach effectively predicts perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness, which influences how individuals will use information technology that is new to them. This model applies the belief-attitude-intention behavior relationship in order to model user acceptance of information technology or information systems. Researchers have found TAM to be widely applicable and, in general, a parsimonious theoretical construct, empirically supported across many studies. TAM has also been positively used within the e-learning context. Selim and Son, Tsai, Finger, Chen, and Ye found that perceived usefulness and perceived ease of use are important indicators of online course acceptance. According to Davis, applying TAM, perceived ease of use influences perceived usefulness, and both constructs together influence user attitude toward information technology use. Perceived usefulness refers to an individual's belief that using a particular information technology will improve his or her work efficiency. A positive perception of usefulness leads to a more positive attitude toward adoption. Perceived ease of use increases when a learner believes it is easy to learn a particular system, which also leads to increased likelihood of continuous use of the system. Ong, Lai, and Wang and Liao pointed out that perceived ease of use influences the learner's behavioral intention to use an online learning system. Li, Qi, and Chu found perceived ease of use significantly predicted perceived usefulness and behavioral intention. According to Shiluert, Ahern, Frambach, and Monert, and Wu and Chen, perceived usefulness is a significant mediator of the effects of perceived ease of use influence on behavioral intention. Importantly, behavioral intention has a mediating effect on an actual system. Thus, this study proposes the following four hypotheses. H1. A learner's perceived ease of use of a MOOC positively influences behavioral intention. H2. A learner's perceived ease of use of a MOOC positively influences attitude. H3. A learner's perceived usefulness of a MOOC positively influences attitude. H4. A learner's perceived ease of use of MOOC positively influences perceived usefulness. Attitude formation is based on experiences during an action, as well as previous related experiences, which may have deferred actions due to difficulties. This amounts to preferences of the individual. According to Bamberg, Ajzen, and Schmidt, Davis et al., and Taylor and Todd, attitude has a positive and significant influence on behavioral intention. Therefore, this study proposes the following hypothesis. H5. A learner's attitude towards using a MOOC positively influences behavioral intention. TPB. The theory of planned behavior was proposed by Ajzen by extending the theory of reasoned action, and was mainly used to explain that an individual could decide whether or not to perform a certain behavior according to his or her own free will. Namely, an individual's behavioral intention is the best predictor of behavior. Ajzen added the constructs of perceived behavior control, attitude toward behavior and subjective norm to the theory of reasoned action. Several researchers have empirically supported TPB in their studies of e-learning. Behavioral intention refers to the subjective probability of an individual to perform a certain behavior. The stronger the behavioral intention of an individual, the smaller the expected hindrance, indicating they are more likely to perform the behavior, while also indicating the perceived behavior control is stronger. This is one of the reasons that Ajzen used the constructs of behavioral intention and perceived behavior control to reflect motivation and ability. Perceived behavior control refers to whether an individual has ample resources and opportunities to perform a specific behavior, and to what degree that behavior can be controlled. When an individual is more able, or has more related resources, to use a particular system, they have a stronger behavioral intention to use this system, resulting in frequent or positive experiences or both. In short, when learners are involved in a MOOC practice-oriented course, the perceived behavior control refers to the degree of ease or difficulty the learner perceives. A subjective norm can be regarded as an influential social factor. While making a decision, the individual will incorporate others' expectations, resulting in normative pressure. The current study predicts that learners would be more likely to continuously learn through a MOOC if they perceived support or encouragement from their important relationships. Bamberg et al., and Venkatesh and Davis found that the construct of subjective norm positively and significantly influenced behavioral intention. Thus, subjective norm influences an individual's intention to perform a certain behavior. Results may vary according to time, place, system, and cultural background, all of which are potential persuasive factors. Based on this research thread, the current study proposes the following hypotheses. H6. A learner's subjective norm about using a MOOC positively influences behavioral intention. H7. A learner's perceived behavior control over using a MOOC positively influences behavioral intention. H8. A learner's perceived behavior control over using a MOOC positively influences actual behavior. H9. A learner's subjective norm about using a MOOC positively influences actual behavior. From the perspectives of TPB and TAM, behavioral intention and actual behavior are highly correlated. When an individual has stronger behavioral intention to use a particular information system, they would tend to actually use such a system more frequently. As pointed out by both Armitage and Connor, and Hung et al., the path from behavioral intention to actual behavior deserves further study. Thus, this study proposes the following hypothesis. H10. A learner's behavioral intention of using a MOOC positively influences actual behavior. Figure 1. Hypothesized model. Methodology. Participants and procedures. The sample frame of this study was a course on 2D animation production, available on ShareaCourse, one of Taiwan's MOOCs platforms. The course duration was 10 weeks, with 22 hours in total. The course was entirely free of charge, and a course completion certificate was issued to learners reaching a minimum final score of 60. Participants included learners enrolled for 2D animation production and learners who had viewed the instructional videos related to 2D animation production. As the course proceeded to the fourth week, a notice was posted on the platform bulletin board requiring participants to answer the questionnaire on the network platform. The questionnaire was open for 2 weeks. A total of 272 valid questionnaires were collected. Respondents' average age was 23.71. 89.8% were aged between 16 and 35. 69.8% were female and 30.2% were male. The largest education group was college university at 69.8%, while senior vocational high school and postgraduate accounted for 14.3% and 14.0%, respectively. Of the respondents, 68.4% were students, 6.6% and 6.2% were designers and teachers, respectively. Measures. The current study's structural model includes 7 constructs and the questionnaire. The perceptual scales measured and measurement items are shown in Appendix A. The questionnaire consisted of 3 sections. Section 1 collected demographic data, while Sections 2 and 3 employed a nominal 7-point Likert scale. Participants answered the survey questions according to their self-perception. The survey's second section included 4 constructs from TAM, PEOU, PU, BI, and ATT, while the third section included constructs from TPB, PNC, SN, and B analysis. Method. The current study employed PLSM to verify the relationships among the research variables. SmartPLS 2.0 is used for data analysis, mainly because PLS could overcome the collinear problems caused by limited observed values, missing values, and overly high correlations among the predictive variables. Principal component analysis and path analysis are also employed to determine best regression coefficient combinations of X and Y. Empirical analysis and results. PLSM analysis and estimation were conducted in 3 stages, as suggested by Chin and Fornell, Johnson, Anderson, Cha, and Bryant. The first stage analyzed model reliability and validity. The second stage tested the model path coefficients, while the third stage examined the mediation effect. Details of the analysis is given in the following sections. Reliability and validity of the instrument. Construct validity was examined in accordance with the 3 principles of convergent validity, as suggested by Fornell and Larker. Convergent validity of all construct measurement items should meet the following 3 conditions. The factor loading should be significant and higher than 0.5. The composite reliability should be larger than 0.6. And average variance extracted should be higher than 0.5. Table 1 shows results for reliability and validity of all constructs. The significance level of factor loading was p.0001 for all constructs. The factor loadings of all items was higher than 0.5. All the values of CR exceed 0.8, and range between 0.89 and 0.91. All the values of AVE were higher than 0.5, and range between 0.65 and 0.68. Thus, the 3 required conditions were met. Factor loadings of all items ranged between 0.80 and 0.82, and obtained the required significance level. In addition, the Cronbach's alpha of all items were higher than 0.7, indicating a high confidence level. Thus, all the items exhibited convergent validity. Discriminant validity was tested in 2 ways. First, the cross-loading matrix, and second, using Fornell-Lacker's criterion adopted in this study, comparing the correlation coefficients among all latent constructs with the square roots of AVE. When the A value is higher than the diagonal value of the row and column in the latent construct correlation coefficient matrix, it denotes significant discriminant validity among the construct measurements. According to data analysis, the square roots of all variables A ranged between 0.81 and 0.83. As shown on the right of Table 1, the A values of all variables were higher than the correlation coefficients among all latent constructs. Additionally, all the cross-loadings of individual items under each variable were higher than their factor loadings under other variables, as shown in Table 2. Therefore, this questionnaire exhibited adequate discriminant validity. Table 1. Reliability and validity analysis results. Table 2. Loading and cross-loading. The test of structural model path coefficients. This study used PLSM for structural model analysis, exploring the intensity and direction of the relationships among variables. The PLSM estimation was conducted mainly according to the 6 steps proposed by related scholars. Check for multicollinearity problems. Check the significance of the standardized path coefficient. Test the size of the value and the path coefficients. Estimate the effect size. Evaluate the predictive relevance. Examine the indicator of goodness of fit. Collinearity could be evaluated by using the variance inflation factor to investigate if a collinearity problem exists. As shown in Table 2, the minimum and maximum VIFs of all variables were 1.09 and 2.32, within the values suggested by Herr et al. Thus, this model does not exhibit any multicollinearity problem. The structural model is next analyzed using PLSM in order to obtain the explained variance, standardized path coefficient, and t-value, where and the Greek letter beta are the main indicators to judge whether or not a model is good. Structural model analysis results are shown in Figure 2. According to the overall structural model analysis, the path coefficient of learners' perceived ease of use of a MOOC to behavioral intention is 0.104, reaching the significant level. Thus, H1 is supported. Perceived ease of use positively influences behavioral intention. The path coefficient from perceived ease of use to attitude is 0.334, reaching the significant level. Thus, H2 is supported. Greater perceived ease of use improves the learner attitude. The path coefficient from perceived usefulness to attitude is 0.477, surpassing the significant level. Thus, H3 is supported. Greater perceived usefulness improves attitude. The path coefficient from perceived ease of use to perceived usefulness is 0.748. reaching the significant level. Thus, H4 is supported. The greater the learner's perceived ease of use, the greater their perceived usefulness. The path coefficient from attitude to behavioral intention is 0.496, reaching the significant level. Thus, H5 is supported. The better the learner's attitude, the stronger their behavioral intention. The path coefficient from subjective norm to behavioral intention is 0.202, reaching the significant level. Thus, H6 is supported. The higher the subjective norm, the stronger the learner's behavioral intention to use a MOOC. The path coefficient from perceived behavior control to behavioral intention is 0.151, reaching the significant level. Thus, H7 is supported. The better the learner's perceived behavior control, the stronger their behavioral intention to learn through a MOOC. The path coefficient from perceived behavior control to actual behavior is 0.185. reaching the significant level. Thus, H8 is supported. The better the learner's perceived behavior control, the better their actual behavior to learn through a MOOC. The path coefficient from subjective norm to actual behavior is 0.189, reaching the significant level. Thus, H9 is supported. The higher the learner's subjective norm, the better their actual behavior to learn through a MOOC. Finally, the path coefficient from behavioral intention to actual behavior is 0.455, reaching the significant level. Thus, H10 is supported. The stronger the MOOC learner's behavioral intention, the stronger the actual behavior. In summary, all the hypotheses of the model are supported. The PLSM approach evaluates the value of endogenous constructs in the structural model, providing a reference for overall assessment of fit. As seen in Figure 2, the values of the 4 endogenous constructs were 0.560, 0.578, 0.687, and 0.538. The values of behavioral intention and actual behavior were quite high, indicating that actual behavior and the 6 preceding factors explain 53.8% of the variance. This result demonstrated a good fit between actual behavior and its preceding factors. To sum up, These four endogenous constructs explained over 50% of the variants, which proves that this structural model had quite good explanatory power, and meets the standards of Cohen. Figure 2. Structural model PLS results. In addition to the model's predictive power, effect size is an important indicator. Besides assessing the of all the endogenous constructs, the specific exogenous variables that cause changes to were removed in order to evaluate whether the removed variables had any significant effect on the endogenous variables. This measurement is called the effect size, and the computation formula is provided in Appendix B according to the general principle of assessment. 0.02, 0.15, and 0.35 denote the weak, medium, and strong effects of exogenous latent variables, respectively. As shown by Table 3, the average effect size was larger than 0.15, showing a medium and above effect. Of special note was the effect size of actual behavior, which was 0.38, higher than 0.35. The observed could be used to evaluate and predict accuracy. Additionally, researchers should examine the value of stone geyser, which has been considered an indicator of predictive relevance. As shown in Table 3, the value of the endogenous latent variable was larger than 0, denoting that the PATH model, which has predictive relevance. Meanwhile, Tennenhaus, Vinzi, Chatelain, and Loro determined the PLS goodness of fit index can be as it may be meant as an index for validating the PLS model globally. Wetzels, Otakirkan, Schroeder, and Van Oppen suggested using the communality of 0.50 and the to measure the GOF. GOF small equals 0.10, GOF medium equals 0.25, and GOF large equals 0.36. As seen in Table 3, the GOF of this study was 0.63, higher than 0.36, indicating a very satisfactory goodness of fit. Table 3, regression analysis of mediation effect. Finally, this study now summarizes the model predictive power indicators and goodness of fit, as proposed by related scholars. Results can provide a reference for future researchers, including the indicators of the assessment of the structural model, the explanatory power of the assessment of measurement model, as well as the mediation effect test. Table 4. The model predictive power indicators and GOF indices. Analysis of the mediation effect test. The mediation effect test is important to PLS, and three elements should be included to meet the mediation effect conditions. The independent variable can significantly explain the hypothetical mediating variable. The hypothetical mediating variable can significantly explain the dependent variable. And after adding the mediating control path, the original value of the relationship between the independent variable and dependent variable changed significantly. Therefore, the following tests involving the three mediating variables were conducted on the current model. The mediation effect of perceived usefulness on perceived ease of use and attitude should be tested. The mediation effect of attitude on perceived usefulness and behavioral intention should be tested. The mediation effect of behavioral intention on perceived behavior control and actual behavior should be tested. And the mediation effect of behavioral intention on subjective norm and actual behavior should be tested. After the mediating variables are added, all paths of indirect effect must reach the significance level. In other words, after adding the mediating variables, the values of the direct effects will decrease and the partial effect values will be absorbed by the mediating variables. While the Sobel test is usually adopted to test for a mediation effect, it requires unstandardized scores for calculation. The current study, however, includes a small sample, lowering test power. To overcome this, the current study applied the bootstrapping method of Preacher and Hayes to find indirect effect sample allocation, which is mainly used to measure the proportion of variance accounted for. When VAF is larger than 80%, complete mediation is indicated. In the case of 20% VAF 80, only partial mediation is indicated. When VAF is less than 20%, no mediation effect is present. As seen in Table 3 of the mediation effect test analysis, the VAFs of perceived usefulness, attitude, and behavioral intention are 46%, 64%, 38%, and 45%, respectively, showing partial mediation. Discussion and conclusions. Key findings. Two important predisposing factors of TAM, perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness, are themselves fundamental and practical benefits, as learners expect a practice-oriented MOOC course to be simple and easy to learn, improving self-efficacy or work performance or both. In this specific case, by learning 2D animation production. As described in the current study, perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness positively influence a learner's attitude. When this is true, learners find it easy to use a MOOC platform. This result is identical to that of Iqbal and Batty. Especially, PU, as compared with PEOU, is a strong predictor of attitude, a finding also supported by Okazaki and Dos Santos. Moreover, this study added mediating variables to measure the relationships among the variables in a more holistic manner. Perceived usefulness has a partial mediation effect on perceived ease of use and attitude. A VAF of 46% shows that perceived usefulness influences the overall model as a mediating variable. This result is in accord with the findings of Fishbein and Adjson, Adams, Nelson, and Todd, Davis, and van der Heegden et al. Current results also show that perceived ease of use can enhance attitude through perceived usefulness. In other words, perceived ease of use is a relatively effective factor in influencing attitude and behavior. This result implies that perceived ease of use is an especially important predictive variable for learners with a less positive attitude. According to Hung et al., a range of studies have found the explanatory power of perceived ease of use in predicting attitude and behavioral intention was not strong, with small effect sizes. However, within the CTAM-TPB framework generated in the current study, the values of attitude and behavioral intention among the four endogenous constructs were 0.578 and 0.687, respectively. Such high values indicate the high explanatory power of the independent or mediating variables that influence these two endogenous constructs within the CTAM-TPB framework. Current results demonstrate that learner behavioral intention is positively influenced by perceived ease of use, attitude, subjective norm, and perceived behavior control. Thus, when learners perceive greater ease of use, hold a more positive attitude, and have a more stable subjective norm and perceived behavior control, they will have stronger behavioral intention to become involved. And this stronger behavioral intention will then influence the intensity of resulting actual behavior. Nevertheless, among these constructs, attitude exerts the greatest influence, meaning that a more positive and better attitude results in stronger behavioral intention. Thus, attitude is the principal factor to influence a MOOC learner's behavioral intention regarding a practice-oriented course. Attitude is the principal factor that can motivate learners to continue with a practice-oriented course. If a learner can properly adjust his or her attitude, they will continue learning through a MOOC delivery without difficulty. These results align with the findings of Park. Subjective norm is also discussed in this study. This variable was derived to compensate for the insufficient consideration of social norms in TPB. The current study achieved the expected result. Subjective norm positively influences both behavioral intention and actual behavior. Namely, when an individual observes their friends, classmates, peers, or family members learning through a MOOC, they will have a stronger behavioral intention to act like those other people. Considering the relationship between behavioral intention and actual behavior, this study finds it is possible that online learning may improve behavioral intention and actual behavior through subjective norm and perceived behavior control. When executed properly, the result can be improved performance of actual behavior through the mediation effect. In this CTAM-TPB framework, behavioral intention has a partial mediating effect on subjective norm and actual behavior. Behavioral intention also has a partial mediating effect on perceived behavior control and actual behavior. The VAFs were 45% and 38% respectively, so behavioral intention has dual mediating effects. Figure 2 shows that the learner's behavioral intentions significantly and positively influence actual behavior. This aligns with the results of Luis and Franz, Taylor and Todd, Yu, Ha, Choi, and Ro, and Okazaki and Dos Santos. The PAF coefficient was 0.455 and reached the significance level, and the effect size of actual behavior was 0.38, evidence of a strong effect. As seen from Table 3, the GOF index of the CTAM-TPB was as high as 0.63, and 53.8% of variance could be explained between actual behavior and the six preceding factors. All these factors together reflect a high level of overall fit. Academic implications. This study integrated previous related literature of TAM and TPB in order to investigate learners' actual behaviors in a MOOC practice-oriented course, presenting innovative implications for research regarding attitudes, behavioral intentions, and willingness to actually enroll in the practice-oriented course. This study makes the following academic contributions. First, For MOOC learners, TAM shows that perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness are related to information technology and can actually impact an individual's behavioral intention. Therefore, given the robust nature of the TAM theory and considerable empirical support within the e-learning domain, researchers should seriously consider learner intention to accept a MOOC when designing such courses. In the current study, the MOOC practice-oriented course required practical exercises that resulted in utility for learners. Consequently, perceived usefulness directly influenced attitude, which added value to the existing MOOC learning approach. Second, respondents' behavioral intentions to learn through a MOOC were explored from the perspective of TPB in addition to positive attitude towards using a MOOC. The influence of behavioral intention was considered. While most previous literature on MOOC learning directly examines factors of learning effects, they have seldom investigated the influence of learners' subjective norm on their behavioral intention to learn through a MOOC, nor have they examined the mediating role played by behavioral intention. Nevertheless, behavioral intention is an important factor that determines whether or not the learner actually adopts a MOOC. In other words, learners will not use a MOOC just because the MOOC system is very easy to use or their subjective norm is strong. Rather, learners will first assess their behavioral intention to use a MOOC, and then generate the willingness to use it continuously. Third, in addition to attitude and subjective norms, according to TPB, perceived behavior control will influence willingness and the decision for actual behavior and behavioral intention. Namely, when an individual is more able or has more relevant resources to use such a system, he or she will have a stronger behavioral intention to use the system, and their actual behavior will become more frequent or more positive. Past literature has mostly explored the direct influence of attitude towards usage of behavioral intention. While the current study adopted perceived behavior control in order to investigate how behavioral intention impacted the mediating variables of actual behavior, this approach has described learners' personal influence on actual continuation of use in a more holistic manner. As shown by mediation analysis, behavioral intention had a mediating effect, directly impacting actual behavior. This result is in accord with those of Moon and Kim, and Featherman and Pavlov, showing that stronger behavioral intention to use an information system leads to more usage time and higher frequency of actual system use, which coincides with the results of Armitage and Connor. The current study is based on literature related to TAM and TPB, employing behavioral intention as a mediating factor while exploring learners' actual behavior using a MOOC in order to extend studies regarding attitudes, behavioral intention, and actual behavior. Practical implications. In light of the empirical results, this study presents the following three practical implications as strategic references for designers and teachers of MOOC practice-oriented courses. Attitude and subjective norms influence behavioral intention. According to the research findings, learners' behavioral intentions are influenced by attitude and subjective norms. However, for such intention to materialize into actual behavior, learners must ensure that they are not disturbed by external factors. Specifically speaking, the first step is to help learners have a positive attitude towards the practice-oriented course. A promotional video of 2 to 3 minutes should be presented before the MOOC course is opened. This promotion video plays a crucial role by emphasizing the required effort so that learners will feel the goal is obtainable. Utility value is also considered as a substantial factor influencing learner intention. Next, in addition to the presentation of practical work, related industries should be introduced during the first class in order to enhance the connection between practice-oriented courses and industry, and strengthen motivation and willingness to learn. Meanwhile, people who are important to learners should be encouraged to participate to facilitate the development of the subjective norm. The purpose of such mutual participation is particularly helpful as online courses rely on self-regulation. Participation along with peers can promote positive behavioral intentions and actual behaviors. Additionally, it is very important for teachers and teaching assistants to encourage learners in discussion areas, as learners tend to give up when they encounter difficulties. In this case, if teachers can encourage and inspire the learners in person, the learners will feel positive influence. Lastly, learners should be assisted in a timely manner. For instance, videos explaining assignments and demonstrating practical techniques should be added to the discussion area to help learners quickly see the efforts of teachers and teaching assistants. Perceived usefulness and perceived ease of use are important to behavioral intention. Within the CTAM-TPB context, Learners' perceptions of information technology and information systems can be observed, and learners' feelings about course content can be immediately reflected in their behavioral intention. Margarian et al. Reflect the current study's findings when emphasizing three MOOC course design elements. Curriculum media. Teachers should be able to master the teaching content. However, the content must be specially designed in order to meet online teaching standards, while teaching videos must be recorded and professionally produced, avoiding recordings of ordinary offline teaching sessions. Online teaching places teachers in multiple roles. They simultaneously act as director, screenwriter, and performer, while also retaining the traditional teacher role as articulate and able to attract and retain the attention of students. The teaching methods differ from traditional classes, including describing, having conversations, storytelling, operating, and using animations or illustrations. Teachers can choose the tools that best match their own teaching requirements. Content visualization. After recording, video editing specialists are required. The production theme, titles, and the lecturer's key points, though graphics, should be inserted where appropriate. High-quality titles improve video presentation, which helps retain viewer interest. Captions, special effects, and animations can also be applied in order to increase the learner interest during viewing. And digitization management. Once recorded, the courses must be uploaded to the MOOC platform. In addition to the functions of video and reading instructional material, the learning platform should be equipped with an online synchronous discussion room, peer assessment, automatic evaluation, learning experience feedback recording and idea bank for teachers, online tests or quizzes, and assignment submission. Various operations, such as course information release, feedback in the discussion area, evaluation design, and copyright authorization require a complete and integrated learning platform. These issues require the appropriate personnel and participants in order to generate a quality result. Perceived behavior control is important to behavioral intention and actual behavior. The discussion area and assignment sharing are also important elements for such courses, as the discussion area can promote interaction. Though online learning has poor interaction, the most basic rule is to reply to questions posted in the discussion area within 48 hours. This way, learners can experience the instantaneity of interaction, as well as involvement in the discussion area, which reflects the learner's attitude and behavioral intention. Teachers must occasionally create topics of discussion for learners in order to initiate participation. Moreover, through assignment sharing, some learners can feel a sense of achievement and receive feedback, which further strengthens confidence and improves self-efficacy. The discussion area should also offer extracurricular resources that are easily accessible to learners. Learners will be motivated to continue learning by communicating with and encouraging each other in the discussion area. A well-managed discussion area can change learners' perceived behavior control, thereby positively influencing behavioral intention and even actual behavior. Limitations and future research. All the research subjects of this study were learners in a MOOC. However, as the teachers and teaching assistants were not strongly bound to the learners, it was rather difficult to control the number and quality of the self-selected participants. Additionally, the sample frame focused on a 2D animation production MOOC course from among a wide variety of practice-oriented courses. This may limit generalized validity. Therefore, the characteristics of different practice-oriented courses should be further investigated and analyzed. For instance, cooking courses entail tastes and flavors, which differ from practice-oriented design courses that involve visual appreciation. In the future, researchers can further delve into how MOOC learners are influenced by curriculum design, assignment types, and different interactions. In addition, with the exception of the mediation effect, this study did not touch upon the regulating effect of related constructs, which are worthy of in-depth exploration. For example, if the target course is a mandatory elective practice-oriented college course, the relationship between the learner's attitude and behavioral intention may be affected by whether it is used voluntarily. Furthermore, this study only investigated learner behavioral intention and actual behavior via the CTAM-TPB framework. Future researchers can incorporate other aspects or external variables, such as task technology fit, ICE model, course quality, course interaction, learning platform functions, and learning motivation, in order to explore which construct, among various learning behaviors, can exert the greatest influence on a learner's behavioral intention and actual behavior. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.